Welcome to You Learn Something New Every Day. I am Joan Boyko, Coordinator of Communications and Community Outreach for the Palm Springs Unified School District. We are here each Sunday at 6:30 a.m. on 99.1 FM KGX and 9 a.m. on 92.3 FM KWXY. We also invite you to download and subscribe to our podcast. It is really easy. Just go to iTunes, look for You Learn Something New, press subscribe. You'll get a new show each Sunday afternoon, and this show, of course, is produced by my extremely dedicated team of student interns in the Digital Arts Technology Academy, also known as DATA, at Cathedral City High School under the direction of Mr. Bryce Johnson. And Daniel's on the board today. Hello, sir.
Hi.
Thanks for being here. It's busy, busy, and I know you're getting ready to scoot out of here in a couple months, so thank you for all of your dedicated hard work. It's much appreciated. And today on the show, I am very pleased to welcome our guest from right here at Cathedral City High School, our theater director, Mr. Ray Franz. Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for being here. And two of the stars of the upcoming production of Aladdin Jr., Mr. Augie Bradford. Hello.
Hello.
Nice to meet you. Playing the role of Aladdin, Miss Soleil Lewis, who
Hi.
Is playing the role of Jafar. And Soleil's been here before. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Augie, you haven't been here before.
No, I have not.
All right. Well, we'll have fun.
Thank you.
Mr. Franz.
Yes, ma'am.
How long have you been here at Cathedral City High?
This is my fifth year.
Already?
Already. It's gone by fast.
And you've been with the district a long time.
19 now. 19 years.
And you grew up in this district, didn't
I
you?
I did. I went to Cathedral City Elementary, went to Nellie and Kaufman, graduated from Palm Springs High, and then spent 2 years plus at COD.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So you just, like, really didn't leave. Well,
no.
You left somewhere after COD. You
Washington State University.
All right. Mm-hmm. So you just left for 2 years and came right home.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. We like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't happen often enough. You guys, after you go to college, come home, because we need you, whatever you're going to do. Too many kids leave and don't come back. So I like when you come back home. And you have a bunch of family members that work at the district,
mm-hmm.
and which is nice too. We like that.
Yeah.
Very cool. It just extends the family.
Oh yeah, definitely.
We're a big family anyway. I really feel like since I've come to the district, which has been 18 years already,
mm-hmm.
that we are like a 2,000 member family.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I'm surprised, there's a lot of people in the district who started when you and I both started and just kind of came up and came along when we did. And it's really cool to see old familiar faces still around, haven't gone on to do something else, that are still here in our district, and we're a tight-knit group.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so Aladdin Jr. opens March 26th. Performances are March 26th, 27th, and 28th, and April 4th, 5th, and 6th at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And matinees March 28th and April 6th at 1 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are $10 for VIP, which is what, the first three rows.
Mm-hmm.
$8 general admission and $5 for students and seniors. What a bargain.
Mm-hmm.
We have a couple special shows. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, first of all, what's the difference between Aladdin and Aladdin Jr.?
Aladdin, of course, is the full Broadway production, which runs 2 hours plus.
Mm-hmm.
And then Aladdin Jr. is cut about 45 minutes off. You still have all of the
stories
the mm-hmm. standby songs that everybody, the old familiar ones that everybody knows, but a lot of the segue music is taken off, and a few of the other songs that people aren't necessarily familiar with taken out. And it's more geared towards younger audiences, but the energy, the excitement, and the story are still there for all of the older audiences too. So the timing is really what it's about when I decided to pick this show, because usually what I found is with our high school actors and performers, the full productions, they on print say 2 hours, but with high school productions, we tend to run a little longer.
Mm-hmm.
And our audiences don't really appreciate it as much. So I thought, let's do the shorter version, because then it's still fun, exciting. It's exciting and fun for the kids. And the action actually doesn't stop. Like, even with the segue music, it's upbeat, it's up-tempo, so the audience can get really excited into it and not lose a moment or be bored during a production.
It's a fun show.
Oh yeah,
I like that show. So is this live music in the show?
No, unfortunately, again, with the timing, Mr. Howe and the band, they've got some commitments that they
like Carnegie Hall.
They have a festival coming up too. Before they go to New York, they're going to this Forum Festival that they have. So they were booked 2 weekends in a row, and he had committed to that well before the end of last year. So when I approached him in May, hey, let's do the musical, he's like, when do you want to do it? And when I threw out the dates, he goes, dude, I can't. Sorry.
Yeah.
But okay. I have a solid commitment for him next year.
And is the choir involved in this?
We have choir students who are involved. Soleil is a member of choir, and we have a few other students. But again, the wonderful thing about our program and our school is we've got such an array of students that are so talented. One of our Jasmines is actually one of the girls, one of the young ladies who was a finalist on the wrestling team. So,
wow.
Yeah, we have a very diverse group
of
performers.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Daniel, you're involved in this show or no?
No, I'm not actually.
Why not? I put him on the spot. Say why not?
Only
because it's
it.
Daniel.
Never thought about
it. No, because he's too busy because he's involved in everything. So it's okay, Daniel.
She's not wrong.
All right, it's true. So, okay, so. Augie, you are playing the lead.
I am.
Aladdin. So how is that? I said Mr. earlier. It's not.
Oh, it is.
Oh, it is.
It
okay.
Is.
All right, the nail polish threw me. So now I wasn't sure. Okay.
Yeah.
So I was right. Mr. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So Augie, how does it feel to be playing the lead?
It's honestly a lot of responsibility, but it helps me out and it makes me, really get into place. And it's really a good thing for me. I love being the lead. You know, it's just so many things to do all at once. And it's awesome. Meeting new people is always great for me.
Did you audition specifically for this role?
Not really. Yeah. I was going for Jafar, more of it. But, Franz thought he placed me better as, saw me better as Aladdin. And, for that, I am thankful, though,
All right, I always put my guests on the spot. And sometimes they say no, thank you, but most of the time they step up. So I want to hear a couple of lines from one of the songs, one of your solos.
I don't know.
Oh, come on, really?
Kinda shy,
kind of shy. You're going to be up in
Help
front of hundreds of people.
I mean,
well, I'm going to give her a chance too. No? How about you do something together?
I don't think we have a song.
Oh, we don't have a song together. No, Jafar.
I mean, we can sing Genie songs over here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Think about it.
I'll think about it.
I'll come back to you. So, Soleil, Jafar is a fun character.
Yes.
So, did you audition specifically for that role?
No. I auditioned for Genie and ended up with Jafar. And I think it's really funny because since my freshman year, for every musical, I've been kind of like the bad guy or outcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like
wow,
back
so
here.
She's been getting typecast for the past
few
years.
And freshman year, I was Ursula in The Little Mermaid. So now whenever I try to play Jafar, instead of like being evil and menacing, I want to be like Ursula instead of Jafar. And it's just like separating that. It's still been like, still kind of to this day, like a struggle, but I'm getting to that.
I loved you as Ursula, by the way.
Thanks.
You were great before I even knew who you were.
Aww.
Wow.
All right. Go ahead. I mean, you're not shy.
Oh. I mean, I only have one song.
Okay. That's good enough.
If I remember how it starts, I think it's Prince Ali turns out to be merely Aladdin. Just a Kong, need I go on, take it from me.
That's it?
Yeah.
I was enjoying that. No, that was very good. Ray, give us in case you live under a rock and you don't know the story. because really, I think pretty much everybody knows the story. But just in case, what's the story of Aladdin?
Well,
it's a Disney classic.
The central theme is, the diamond in the rough.
Right.
There's this orphan Aladdin who lives on the streets, lives by his wits and his means, but he's got a heart of gold. He likes to look out for his friends and takes care of those who are in need. and has dreams of one day becoming rich and living in a large palace, and dreams about living in the Sultan's palace. And then you have the opposite. You have Jasmine, who is the Sultan's daughter, who is trapped by her own luxuries and looks to escape. And these two come across each other and meet and realize they have more in common than they believe, fall in love, and then you have the backdrop of the lamp and the genie and the whole mystique and story behind the three wishes, and you meet our central character, the genie, who kind of interacts with these characters and helps them find their fate and their place in life.
Is this genie humorous?
Yes.
Because I actually have never saw a stage, I've never seen a stage production of Aladdin, but I saw the movie with Robin Williams, played the genie. He's hilarious.
Yeah.
You know, not him, his voice, you know, and it was just so, to me, it's definitely a comedic role.
Right. It's one that, I mean, it's tough to encapsulate because Robin Williams, I mean, even with the movie coming out, critics are already panning the movie before it's even been released because the role was so iconic. I had the great pleasure
of... Is that coming out again?
Yeah.
I didn't even know
it's
that.
It's coming out May.
I think it's May, yeah.
So after...
So who's... Yeah. So
Will
who's
Smith.
Will Smith is the genie.
Oh, he'll be good.
Yeah. Just...
I can see that. I'm excited. I'm pretty excited for that.
Well, yeah.
Who else is in it?
Oh my God! It's
I don't know their names, but I do know.
Yeah, I don't know who else is playing in it. Honestly,
I just don't. I know their faces, but I don't remember their names.
Yeah, I just know for our show, it was really hard to cast the genie because again, you have so many images and ideas running through your head.
Right.
And the kids who came out, and Soleil included, they all did a wonderful job of auditioning, but what it came down to was just watching how many different variations they did of the audition piece and what they did with it to make it their own and own it. And the two young people that I have playing the part, they did a wonderful job and they've been doing a wonderful job. The one thing as a director is you tell them, don't focus on the cartoon. Because nobody can do Robin Williams except Robin Williams.
Right.
And that's been the hardest part about the production is my genie character is telling them to make this part their own and not rely so much on the stereotypical images that Robin Williams left behind.
Right.
So it's been a challenge, but it's been fun. It's been fun.
Daniel's going to tell us who else is in it.
I mean, which characters do you want to know about then?
Well, Aladdin and Jafar.
All right, so as Aladdin,
Jasmine.
We have Mina Massoud.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Naomi Scott as Jasmine.
Oh.
Marwan Kenzari as Jafar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think some of these main characters of the Disney version, you know, they too looked for stylized images that were unique and not so well known.
Right.
Because I think they wanted to mainly let Will Smith kind of play the movie up.
Now, this is animated too, right?
No, it's live action.
Oh, it's not.
It's live action. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That should be cool. Well, good timing. So you guys will have your show, and then a couple weeks after, we'll have the release of the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Cool.
Yep.
Very cool. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Learn Something New Every Day on KWXY and KGX, and our guests are from Cathedral City High School, and we're talking about the upcoming production of Aladdin Jr., and you can all go see it very easily. Because there's lots of dates. I think you have more shows than anybody else.
Do I?
I don't know. Well, maybe Palm Springs. Maybe Palm Springs has a bunch, too. They're going to be on our show next week. So and we'll talk to them about that. Anyway, let me give the dates again. You open on March 26th. So we have performances on March 26th, 27th, and 28th, and April 4th, 5th, and 6th at 7 p.m. at Matinees, March 28th and April 6th at 1 p.m. And are you guys online yet for your tickets?
I just put up on the website the link to our ticket agency, and folks should be able to access the website and be able to purchase tickets now, I believe. Yeah.
But you can get your tickets online for
yes.
your show?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been online already? Or is this the first show?
We've been online. We've been up and running online since the Curious Incident. Yeah, Curious Incident was our first show where we
the
actually
last
used.
One.
Yeah.
How'd it go?
It went really well.
Good.
We only had a couple of hiccups in the beginning, but for the most part, the
Are
majority
you
of guests.
Using Vendini or something else?
No, we use booktix.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, cool. It's always nice to be able to just go online, pick your seat, get your tickets. Mm-hmm. Everybody uses credit cards now. Nobody carries cash. So
I
nice.
Went to the movies and picked our own seats, and that was fun.
That's really not new, right? You must not have been to a movie in a while.
Yep, it's been a while.
Did you go with the reclining seats,
yes,
too?
I did, yeah.
Yep. Did you go to Rancho, or
yep,
did
we
you
went
go
to
La Quinta?
We
La Quinta's
went to
even better.
The river, yeah. Yeah,
the
nice.
La Quinta Theater's newer. The seats are even more comfortable. Like, you just won't want to go. I have to go to the movies first thing in the morning when I go, because otherwise I fall asleep because those seats are just so comfortable. And I'm getting old, you know? So we go the early bird, and then I'm awake.
Well, some
anyway.
Of us don't have the opportunity to go out all the way out to La Quinta just to go for
I
movies.
Know. I live in La Quinta, though. I can practically walk there. But we've been to the river, too, and I'm just saying, it's worth the trip. It's very nice. But the theater seating now in the movies is, that's the way to go.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
comfortable. Anyway, so that's great. So you can buy your tickets. And what's the website to do that?
CatCityHighTheater.com.
And nobody gives you a hard time about using Cat City?
Mm-mm.
Do you know that?
I
mean,
know.
A few years ago, that was like yeah. a horrible thing to call. I never got why.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't see what the big deal was, but there are a lot of people like, we're Cathedral City, not Cat City. Like, what's the big deal? I don't know.
Never
well, good.
Had any problems.
Well, good. One more time, what is it? Cat City?
CatCityHighTheater.com.
CatCityHighTheater.com. And tickets are extremely reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say actually cheap.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
$10 gets you the first three rows, $8 general admission, only $5 for students and seniors.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a couple of special opportunities to support a local organization near and dear to your heart. Tell
yes.
us about that.
We support the Coachella Valley Autism Society, otherwise known as SAVASA. For those of you who did not know, I had said this on our last show, that my son has autism. He's, I want to say, a Category 2 on the spectrum. He is high-functioning. He is 9 years old, and he's the greatest kid in the world.
And he bakes like nobody's.
And he bakes like nobody's business.
Nobody's business, yeah.
And that also is another promotion on the side. That and it's a great honor. SAVASA asked my son to do the autism walk. This is the fourth year in a row where we've done the autism walk. Second year in a row where they've asked my son to have his own booth and to bake goods, sell his own baked goods. We call them Taylor's Autastic Treats. And they feature him on their own booth and their website. And all the proceeds that he gets goes right back to SAVASA. So we support them 100% because they've done so much for us and so many families out in the desert for students and kids and families who have autism. And last show was a show about autism that we did in the fall, Curious right. Incident of the Dog in the Night. And one evening we dedicated all of our proceeds and donated all the proceeds to SAVASA for that one night. We're doing the same thing again on Friday, April 5th. All of our proceeds that we make from our April 5th show will go specifically towards SAVASA and supporting them and their efforts and how they support families who have loved ones who have autism.
Well, then I say, if you don't have a preference, go on the 5th. Let's
yep.
sell it out.
Everybody come out on April 5th again because it's a worthy cause. SAVASA has done so much for my family and my son, and they do so much for families in and around the valley. And those of you who know someone or have someone who has autism and are looking for resources, SAVASA is a great, great organization that can get you in touch with resources.
I know this a little bit firsthand, not because I have a child with autism, but my daughter and I were in National Charity League, and we volunteered at the support group meetings, you know, the parents went and we hung out with the kids and it was really fun, and it meant a lot to see the progress that kids made, you know, because they are people work with them, and they, and my daughter is going to be an ABA therapist. And
oh,
so
right on. That is
she already
so
works
awesome.
One-on-one with, she's not finished with school yet, but she already works one-on-one with kids and yep. finds it really rewarding. And
yeah, ABA therapy has made a big difference in our son's life. And we've been blessed to have some amazing therapists who have come after school. For those of you who don't know ABA therapy, they come into your home after school and they work one-on-one with your student or your child for at least 2 to 3 hours. And our son receives almost 9 hours a week of ABA therapy.
It's excellent. Mm-hmm. All right. I don't want to, we do have guests here.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
Segued.
One other thing, the $10 is too much for you, or the $5 is too much for you. If you dress in costume on for the matinee shows,
you get in for a buck.
Get
in for a buck.
$1.
My bad.
Wow. Yeah. $1.
You get in for
a
dollar.
And you have to dress as a prince or a princess, a Disney prince or princess. So that's very fun.
Mm-hmm.
Very fun is not even an expression. That's terrible that I said that. Okay.
A lot of fun.
A lot of fun. Thank you. If you were an English teacher, which you probably are.
I am.
Yeah. It's terrible. And I don't talk that way. Awful. Okay. Augie.
Yes.
What other shows have you been in at Cathedral City?
I started my sophomore year as doing shows. I was in Stand and Deliver as I played Javier, who was a main character. I did Grease as Kinnicky. And I've done a couple shows outside of school as well. I did The Day of the Dead. I played a main character. And I recently, a while ago, last semester, I played a lead role at CV Rep.
Oh,
for
right.
The Bully Plays, which is really, really great.
Oh, yeah.
It was really awesome working with Ron. And this year, I'm in this year's Aladdin. So it's five shows.
The acting bug has bit you,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
So is this something you want to continue?
This is definitely something I want to continue.
Like even after high school?
Even after high school.
All right. College in the cards? I know you're only a junior, but...
Yeah, college in the cards.
Glad to hear that.
Thank you.
Do you have any idea if you want to...
Yeah, I want to go somewhere far, you know, preferably New York.
All
preferably
right.
Preferably New York. And
cool.
Continue what I really want to do there.
Very cool. That's awesome. And Soleil, I know you've been in a lot of shows.
Like, yes. I've been in every show since freshman year.
So the acting bug has bit you as well.
Yeah.
And
bit me middle school.
At middle school too?
Yeah.
Was Mr. Franz there?
No, I didn't live here freshman. Oh. Yeah, before high school. I lived in Los Angeles. So.
Oh, okay. But you were in productions in middle school too.
Mm-hmm.
So is this something you plan to continue?
Yes, definitely, without a doubt.
Cool. College?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hopefully NYU.
Oh, wow. Listen to them. Mm-hmm. They just want to go big time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's cold, ladies. It's my old stomping grounds. I grew up on Long Island. I'm from New York. I know you couldn't tell from the accent, right? New York City's awesome. Not to live there, just to visit, but it's a cool place. But just, you know, bundle up because it's not like here. It's cold. Well, what about Ray? Do you have anything else coming up this spring?
We have a lot of things that our colleagues and I have been working on. Just recently, we hosted the Regional Shakespeare Festival, brought it back to our district. Myself, Allison Sawyer, Ryan Lamon, and Kelly Newhouse, we got together and said, hey, let's do
something. Her name's Boylan now, by the way.
Oh, sorry.
No, she got married.
Oh, that's right. Congratulations, Allison. I nearly forgot. So... Boylan, we said we should all like work on doing things together and collaboratively more among our schools. So we had the opportunity to bring the Shakespeare competition to our district, and it was thrown out to us, and I jumped on it and became the regional chair.
Oh,
so
cool.
Allison is did offer up Palm Springs High for the overall final competition, and we had our regional tournaments at our own schools for our representatives, and it was a lot of fun. It was great to put it together, and coming up, we have the One Act Play Festival, second year that we're doing it. This year, it's going to be hosted at Desert Hot Springs High, and for that, we have decided as a team and as a group that every year we should kind of rotate it, so
yeah.
that way each school gets a chance to, you know, spotlight its campus and its theater program, and
so we had Desert Hot Springs on a couple weeks ago, and Ryan let me know, was talking about that. So he said at his place, I guess all the kids write their own one acts, mm-hmm. and then they perform, they pick some, they perform at the school, and then the audience picks the ones that are going to be presented at the at the festival. Is that how you guys do it here?
Last year, we didn't get that opportunity. We only had one submission. But the year before, we did have, I think, six. And we narrowed it down to one. And we've been getting more and more students who want to do or be a part of the writing.
So there's not a class.
It's not a class. We haven't had a structure or a format. It's basically been, if you want to do this, give me your submission by a certain date. And if you meet that date, then you're in. And last year we had one that met the deadline. We did some tweaking. We performed it a couple times in my classroom and got it to production level and were able to feature it at the one act. So,
very cool.
Yeah.
I you guys interested in writing at all?
I don't really know. I mean, I enjoy it. I'd hope.
It's different.
Like,
I mean, it's totally different than that's not your phone, is it? It is? Oh my gosh! I'm thinking that somebody's got a clown thing going on. I'm looking around and it's Mr. Franz's phone.
Okay. Sorry.
No, that's all right. So yeah, it's way different. I don't think I could ever write a play.
Yeah.
It's. How about you, Soleil? Any interest in that?
I'm really into writing, but I'm a lot more comfortable with screenwriting,
mm-hmm.
as it's a lot easier than script writing.
Right.
But I'm trying to get more into script writing.
Yeah, I agree. It's tough, but. If you got a talent for it. I mean, even when they adapt, plays for film and,
mm-hmm.
That's probably easier than the other way around, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's usually a play first and becomes a movie,
right.
versus the other way around.
Again, it's a different medium. You
right.
have the stage, which is kind of adapted to a live audience. You're wanting that feedback and impact emotionally from the audience right away. Whereas film, you're looking to connect with the audience on a different level and getting the feedback and reaction, I guess you could say, in a timely order and not
right.
immediate.
And I don't remember the context, but I remember recently I saw an actress that was, I think, maybe just starting out or
mm-hmm.
maybe the first time directing, and it was she didn't get the fact that it's okay, because she was used to theater, that it's okay in a movie that you're just looking.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But you can't do that in a play. You
no.
have to keep moving and keep, animating.
Yeah.
All right, before we run out of time, I want to give the dates one more time. Aladdin Jr.,
yes.
March 26th, 27th, and 28th, April 4th, 5th, and 6th at 7 p.m. Matinees, March 28th and April 6th at 1 p.m. Special performance on April 6th?
5th.
Mm-hmm. For Savasa.
Mm-hmm.
And $1 admission for the matinees,
mm-hmm.
if you're so inclined to wear a costume.
Correct.
Way cool. Guys, break a leg.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks for being here. And next week, our guest will be our Palm Springs Theater Director, Allison Boylan, and two of the stars of the upcoming production of Cheaper by the Dozen. Our show airs each Sunday right here on KWXY and KGX, and our podcast is uploaded each Sunday afternoon. Please subscribe by going to iTunes. Look for You Learn Something New. Press subscribe. Please tell all your friends to do the same. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Daniel. We'll see you next week.